Burt Show.
All right, so this list comes out this morning, and women, you send out mixed messages. I can't figure out, especially here in the South, right? Guys are looking for a good gentleman.
Absolutely.
Right? Maybe a traditional guy. Well, new list comes out today. 8 chivalrous moves that creep women out.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with all of these.
I don't think I will at all.
Especially being in the South, I think that we subscribe to the Southern gentleman and the manners, maybe more than the rest of the country.
So you think if this list comes out in New Jersey, it might be accurate, but down here, it might not be.
Agreed. I was about to say, if they tell where they poll these women, I think it'd be a different answer.
All right, these are 8 chivalrous moves that creep women out. The first one is ordering my meal for me. She says, this is bizarre. Chances are you don't know what I want. The only time this is cool is if I have no idea how to pronounce something and you do.
I think that's a cool idea. I mean, you can tell the guy what you want to eat, and I think it's kind of cute when he orders it for you.
I think it's sweet if he asks you, what would you like? And then you tell him, and then he orders. But just to order for you, like in that case, I think it's kind of
like
weird.
The little lady will have a salad,
yeah,
and I will have the filet.
Like, I didn't know, how did this work back in the day? Did, like, the wife, like, in the 40s tell her husband what she wanted, then he ordered? Or did he just assume he knew what she wanted and then ordered?
My dad orders for my mom when we go out, and it's weird, but they have a conversation.
They talk about
what are you having?
And
my dad says, I'm having the whatever, sea bass. And my mom says, I'm going to have the oven roasted chicken. And then the server comes around and always starts with my mom, because it's usually two couples, right? My parents and Jessica and I. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with my mom, the older lady. And it every single time it weirds me out a little bit, because he says, I'll start with you, ma'am. And then my dad says, she will have. Yeah. And it almost makes me feel like she's not capable of speaking or she's deaf.
I think if you're an older guy, like you're over the age of 60 or 65, then I think servers would probably understand that.
Well, you're taking care of your wife. I mean, an old school guy thinks that he's not trying to take over for her. I think in his mind, he's trying to take care of her, and he's taking care of her order too, so she didn't have to worry about it.
It gets awkward though, because sometimes they've actually then would go to Jessica, and there's on more than one occasion, Jessica has ordered for me.
Awesome.
Not even thinking, like just I think subliminally, he's only talking to 2 people at the table and he has chosen Jeff's mom. Well, Jeff's dad took that, so now me. And they'll say, what can I get you? And Jessica, like, I'll have the, just going to have some sushi, and I think he's going to have the filet medium. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
Stacy actually requested that I ordered for her while we were on vacation. It was the fanciest restaurant we have ever been in. And she said she actually asked me to order for her. She told me what she wanted, but it's the first time in our relationship she's ever asked me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Why? For the ambiance?
Yeah, I think it was an ambiance thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Letting me win at a game of Scrabble /pool/bowling when you are clearly better.
Who does that?
No, you can't do that.
You can't at all.
That's not cool.
No. You got to go for the throat.
Well, that's a guy saying that he let her win when she beat him, clearly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think guys are lying.
I would be mad, though, if somebody was trying to let me win.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Using a code term for going to the bathroom?
Like what? Like,
tinkle. I don't think that's chivalrous. I just think that's really cheesy.
Who's going to say that? The guy says that?
Yes.
If a guy says that, they don't get a second date.
Who does that?
But I also think that
if guys are tinkling, they're not out with a woman.
You also don't want him to say, I'm going to take a dump, or I'm going to shake the dew off the lily.
You don't want to say, you don't want him to say what they're actually doing.
Okay, hottie, I'll be here waiting for you.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
Ew, disgusting.
Another chivalrous move that creeps women out, according to this, is pulling out my chair.
Disagree. I really like it
when they stand up, you pull the chair right out so they fall when they sit.
No, that's what you do with
Dr.
Tom.
Yeah, we've seen that happen.
This one says pulling out their chair for you to sit down is nice. It's she told me someone told me that this tradition started when women wore lords of crinolines, and thus scooting in your chair was difficult, but that's no longer the case.
Yeah, because the crinoline is the thing that goes under your skirt that makes it like big and poofy. And so I can see how it would have started that way, but I still think it's a nice gesture of manners.
I definitely agree.
It shows that you're like a refined person, don't you think?
And that you really care about your woman.
If a guy, I mean, there are still some old school guys that I still think is charming, but it never happens anymore, that when you come back, like you go to the bathroom at a restaurant, you come back, he stands up when you get to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
that.
Sweet.
Love
carrying
that.
My purse.
Who does that?
Who does that?
I don't know.
Nobody does that.
Mm-mm.
Did you get this list from creeper.com?
Nah, this is the Frisky.
Close enough.
Asking my dad for my hand in marriage. This one really surprised me.
Well, that's a big deal. No, that one definitely needs to happen.
Yeah, I disagree with that one being outdated.
That's one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in my marriage. I told you guys that I didn't ask Stacy's dad, that I sort of robbed him of that experience, and he only has one daughter, and I wish I could turn the hands back on time and do that. If you're paying for dinner, not letting me put in the tip.
What?
It's pretty simple. If a guy's paying for dinner, she's upset if you don't let her at least put the tip in.
I disagree with that.
That seems like such a high school-y thing to do.
Well, not necessarily, but I just think that if he's going to pay for dinner, he's going to pay for dinner, yeah, or go Dutch, one way or the other.
It wouldn't even be an option. Dutch would not be an option. It's like, I'm paying, I'm
the
a guy.
The first couple of dates, but once you've been dating for a while, I think you either just take turns or split it.
Really?
I agree with that. Yeah, I definitely
My boyfriend
agree.
And I take turns. Like, we've been seeing each other long enough now that, like, he's not buying every single time we go out to eat.
I so, like, on his turn, Agreed. Do you make him go to Bones and stuff? And on your turn, is it, like, yeah, Applebee's during the all-you-can-eat?
Just try to balance it out. You know, there's Subway. No reason for it to be all the time.
Yeah, I think even in long-term relationships, before I met Stacey, I always picked up the bill. And helping me put my coat on is one of those chivalrous moves that creep women out.
I like that.
I don't understand why it's creeping women. I don't know where this poll
love
is taken.
That.
Does she want to actually wear the coat at the time? Or are you like, are you holding her down, shoving her arms into it?
Here's Danny. He wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, and he sort of agrees with this. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with the fact that chivalry doesn't work anymore. It backfires every time.
What?
I disagree with that. It's just the way... I mean, I think my parents raised me completely right with the whole, you know, manners and everything, and yeah, I'm always going to be like that, but every single time that I've met a girl in the past 3 or 4 years, every time I'm nice and sweet and I'm gentleman, it always turns into a great friend who's a girl.
we
go out and have a blast and, you know, I'll pay for dinner or, you know, help her put her coat on or one of those things on the list, and the next thing I know, she's on Facebook, hey, had a great time, you're a sweet guy. And I see him out with some badass the next night riding a Harley or something.
But the thing is, I think that you're obviously too nice in other areas. I think there's a way to do the game playing. But when you're on a date and showing your man, like doing the things that Bert has described, I don't think that's being too nice. I think that you've bled it into the conversations and bled it into the communication. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think
it's just
there's
one
a middle
woman.
Ground.
It's one woman that can ruin it for the whole lot of women, though. Like, I have seen a guy open a door for a woman, and I have heard her say to him before, I don't need a man opening a door for me. That guy will never open a door from a woman ever again.
No, or just not date her ever again.
Yeah.
Because I think
yeah.
it's nice. Or the car door, you know? I think it's really nice.
The only time I'm irritated is if... in an elevator situation. I mean, it's still sweet. I think I always think it's wonderful when a guy, I think he's got good manners and a good mama, when he lets a woman in the door at the elevator. But there's times where, like, I've been in an elevator situation which nobody was walking until the two women walked, and it just gets awkward for a second. Get out. Everybody just let's move. If we're in the back of the elevator, guys, it's okay to go ahead and get out of the elevator.
Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. I was just saying that I don't think chivalry is dead because I was buying a coffee and a donut the other day, and the guy behind me just decided to buy it for me.
Oh,
nice. That's so nice.
That's not chivalrous. That's creepy. And then he followed me into my car and tried to ride.
He was sitting on my couch when I got
don't
home.
Ruin a nice
he
moment.
Was being yes, sweet. That was great.
That's a nice
good
moment.
Story.
Here's John. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey. You tell us.
Hey, well, okay, look, I am not against all this. I like to open the car door. I like to open doors. I like to pay bills. I like to, you know, buy coffee, so forth and so on. However, with my wife, it's completely different. She insists, and she believes in this whole, you know, women are just as strong as men. So she buys her own meals. She pays for the bill. She orders food for me, and she's gone so far as to even, she was the one that proposed to me when we got married.
Wow, that is bold right there.
But I think I go with Jen. If you've been together a long time, I don't see any problem with the changing and the ordering and the paying for the meals and all that stuff because I don't think the guy should have to pay for the rest of his life. But in the beginning of dating and you're trying to charm a woman, I think it's very important for a guy to step up like that.
How long were y'all dating when she proposed to you?
About a year.
A year.
Wow.
That is a bold move right there.
Isn't that how Stacy kind of did it for you, though, just by moving you into her place? Or her
Pretty much. She was just, you know, she got to the point where, you know, she was been married before, but she got to the point in her life where she's like, look, you know, either crap or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she was like, I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
I think women do get into their own no more BS phases, some earlier than others. And she was just done with the BS. She's like, if we're going to get married, we're going to do it right now. And I'm going to tell you right.
And I think the fact that she's been married before, like she was a little more seasoned.
Right. The Burt Show.